saying a letter. You Americans, especially the NSA and the CIA, are not so popular in Brazil these days.
I know, Rodriguez. Don't you find the noise from the tavern below a little distracting?
I don't live here. This room is cheap and a good place to do business. The owners are very discreet. May I ask how you found out about these items?
You know, cell phones are secure.
But I used a burner.
Which you bought from a street vendor. It was one of ours. Plus, it didn't help that you posted about them on Facebook.
It was a private page.
Not anymore.
You do wonder why so many people hate Americans?
No, I know why.
Why is your government so interested in what I'm selling?
I haven't the faintest idea.
They're rare, but not so uncommon.
Where did you find them?
I was prospecting near Soledad. I found a quartz vein that I thought would lead me to gold. It didn't, but I found these in a cave instead.
Did you know that quartz crystals are the second most common mineral on Earth?
Did you learn that on the Discovery Channel?
No, Wikipedia. What about the second batch?
That's the funny thing. A week later, I was prospecting again, and I found another cave. Inside, there were more of the same items, but they were in a different cave. I have no idea. However, the second lot is not for sale.
Why not?
My brother has a buyer in Porto Alegre. You'll have to settle for these. They should be enough.
Let me see them. They'll do for now. Do we have a deal?
Do you have the almighty American dollar?
Yeah.
Good, then I'll take the money.
Just let me open my briefcase.
Take your time. I'm in no hurry.
I guess not, but I am.
Welcome to Spy Wizards, The First Deception, a fantasy spy thriller audio drama podcast written and performed by Paul Michael Mosier. This is Episode 1, Testing, Testing, Part 1.
Now is the winter of our discontent.
There's nothing good or evil, but thinking makes it so.
Nothing will come of nothing.
And now this play is ended. This bold sign, countersign, is bold. You Leonard Tremont?
Yes, and you're Stephen Trent. Let's walk.
Where are we going?
Down to the next block. We take a shortcut through the alley on the right. Welcome to Solar Dash. Did you have a good trip?
2.5 hour bus ride from Porto Alegre.
You're lucky. It took me over 6.5 hours to get here. You know, Porto Alegre is the capital of Rio Grande do Sul and the southernmost capital of a Brazilian state. Solar Dash is also known as the City of Gems and Precious Stones.
Is that out of the CIA World Fact book?
No, straight from Wikipedia.
So where are they? What makes them so special?
That's on a need-to-know basis. Fortunately, I don't need to know. Our contact will be sitting on the patio outside a sidewalk cafe.
Do you trust him?
No. Come on. The alley's this way.
You sure it's safe?
It's run down, but I came through it 15 minutes ago.
Okay.
By the way, did they tell you about the test?
What test?
This one. Two in the chest, two in the head, just like they taught me. By the way, you failed. Mr. Selby, Stephen Trent was not a suitable prospect.
That's unfortunate. More candidates will arrive soon.
I look forward to it.
Did you get them?
Only the first batch. The second one went to Porto Alegre.
My son Boris will be there to pick them up during the International Free Software Forum next weekend. I'll have someone local track down the second one. Meanwhile, stay put and keep your eyes open for the next prospects.
Prospects?
Yes, this time we'll send a team to investigate.
I'll be ready.
You better be.
Sir, Philip Vizier is waiting for you. I'll send him right in.
Engineer Morris will see you now.
Thanks, Felicity. You wanted to see me?
Sit down. We have a situation in Solodash.
I know. I like Steven.
He's the second agent from your department who's been assassinated. First, Abigail Spinner in Zurich, and now Steven Trent.
I am aware of the situation.
So is it a pattern?
Hard to say.
Do we have a mole?
The last thing we need is our version of Robert Ames. And you don't want to be Homeland Security's incarnation of James Angleton.
You mean we don't need a witch hunt?
That's what I'm saying.
Where did Trent come from?
We brought him over from the 1st Division.
Are they still staring at goats?
Yes. They keep trying to prove that looks can kill. So far, they haven't succeeded.
So what was Trent doing in Brazil?
Ernest Bunbury pulled him from me. Put him on a simple courier job for the CIA.
Who was his contact?
Leonard Tremont. He's got a CIA green card. He used to be with the firm, but he moved over to Blackpool Security. He says the pay's better, and he claims Stephen Trent never showed.
Do you believe him?
I'm not sure, but Trent ended up in that alley somehow.
There are no coincidences. Now here's what we're going to do.
You wanted to see me, Philip.
Yes, Ernest, I did.
What happened?
As the British would say, Elginor Morris just gave me a royal bollocking. Unfortunately, it was fully deserved.
It wasn't your fault?
Yes, it was. What's really going on, Ernest?
Nothing. I was helping my son Frederick over at the CIA. They needed some couriers who work well now.
You know what they say. Once is happenstance, twice is coincidence.
And the third time is enemy action. Ian Fleming, Goldfinger.
Doesn't mean it isn't true.
I see your point, but I had nothing to do with it.
I just wanted to give you a heads up. Morris isn't happy, and neither am I.
Who's he looking at?
Me? You? The CIA? Who knows?
All right, I'll let you in on a secret.
Yes.
I was looking at Abigail Spinner for the 1st Division. We were also taking another look at Stephen Trent. We walked him back. Their files contained some interesting anomalies.
Anything that couldn't be attributed to random chance?
You know the answer to that one.
Yes, I do.
I knew you'd say that.
Just because the CIA experimented with psychic spies doesn't mean we have to repeat their folly. So far, every claim regarding the paranormal, magic, or whatever has been thoroughly disproven.
Have you heard of the Cabal?
Who hasn't? They don't exist. Or if they do, they're a bunch of nuts.
Maybe, maybe not. There's a group calling themselves the Cabal that's looking for the same thing we are in the 1st Division.
It's still a load of nonsense.
Do you really believe that?
You know I do.
Do I?
You do? Who else knew about your interest in our dead agents?
As far as I know, no one.
You think the Cabal knew about Abigail and Stephen?
It's the only explanation I can make of.
Then you have a lead. You better find it.
I'll look into it.
Then leave my people alone. I can't afford to lose any more agents.
You and Morris have a history. What happened 25 years ago in London?
You forgot your memo.
Thanks, Miranda. When can I see you again?
My young intern is smitten.
You know I am.
You're only here for the summer.
It doesn't matter.
Of course it does. After a stint with the State Department, it's back to Harvard for you.
I could transfer to Oxford.
Just as long as it isn't Cambridge. Elgeron hates Cambridge.
MI5 and MI6 are never going to live down Philby Burgess in the plane.
Nor the rest of the Cambridge Five.
Stop changing the subject.
Philip, you know I love it, but I'm with someone else.
It doesn't have to be that way.
Of course it does. I'm 12 years older than you.
We can work it out, Mr. Philip Vizier.
Who are you?
Reginald Smythe, and this is Derek Fishbone.
Afternoon, sir. What's this about?
We're with MI5. We've instructions to escort you to the airport.
What for?
I'm afraid you'll have to take that up with Algernon Morris, sir. You're being deported.
But I've done nothing wrong.
He seems to think different.
Miranda, did you know about this?
I'm sorry.
Your desk inside the embassy here has been cleared out. You can pick up your stuff when you get back to your dorm in Harvard.
It's bloody well unfair.
That may be, sir. Come along.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Captain Weatherspoon, and I'll be your pilot for Flight 336 out of London. Right now, I'd like to thank you for flying British Airways. We've taken off, and you can now remove your seatbelt. We are now on course for LaGuardia Airport in New York. We'll be arriving in approximately 8 hours. Right now, we have a little rain, but the weather should clear soon. We can expect some minor turbulence halfway through our journey, but otherwise our charts indicate minimal disturbances. You can now sit back and enjoy your flight. Again, thank you for flying British Airways.
What's this? Yes, I forgot. It's Miranda's memo. That's strange. There are two of them. It is unfortunate that we both love the same woman. Don't try to contact her. Algernon Morris, I should have known. Philip, he knows about our affair. I'm pregnant with your child, but we must never tell him. I wish it could be different. However, we knew it couldn't last. Don't look back. I love you, Miranda.
So what's between you and Morris? What happened 25 years ago in London?
That's none of your business.
Oh, but it is.
Hey, Hayden, did you get coffee yet?
No.
Flip you for who goes and picks it up?
Jeff, I don't know why you bother. You haven't won a coin toss against me yet.
I know. You're like something out of Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead.
No, I'm just lucky.
I could do some of that luck. Heads or tails? Heads. Damn, heads it is. I'll be right back.
Hold on a second.
Hayden, it's Felicity. Algernon Morris would like to see you.
Alone?
No, bring Jeff Stalker with you.
We'll be right there. Coffee will have to wait. Mother wants to see us.
Mother?
I thought you knew.
It's just that I haven't heard him called that for a while. Old nickname from when he was with the MI5 and then 6.
Comes from him being a fan of the old Adventures TV show, especially the M-Appeal years. We better go face the music.
Ah, Hayden Falcon and Jeff Stalker. Have a seat.
Thank you, sir.
Did you know Stephen Trent? You said did. Yes, I knew him. From the past tense, I take it he's dead. Yes, they found him in an alley in Soledad, Brazil yesterday afternoon. 2 in the chest, 2 in the head. It was a professional job.
Why aren't we talking to Philip Vizier?
He's lost 2 agents in the last 2 months. First, Abigail Spinner was found dead in an abandoned apartment in Zurich, and now there's Stephen Trent.
You don't think?
I have to consider every possibility. What does this have to do with us? I'm transferring you to the State Department.
If I wanted to work for State, I would have majored in International Studies.
Don't worry. It's temporary. What do you want us to do? You'll fly down to San Paulo, take a connecting flight to Porto Alegre, travel by bus to Soledad, and what Leonard Tremont.
Why?
He was Trent's contact in Soledad. His story is Trent never showed. And his story doesn't make sense. Exactly. We're putting Tremont under surveillance. Don't go near him, and don't let him make you. We think he's dangerous.
We can't do it with just the two of us.
State will lend us 4 other team members. I'll have the consular meet you at the Porto Alegre International Airport. Is that everything? Just be careful. Good luck, gentlemen.
ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the finale.
Wake up, Mabel. You're snoring.
Gladys, I don't snore.
The whole auditorium heard you. Mabel, I've seen Alexander Barney perform before. I'm so glad she's broken the barrier against female magicians.
Would you please be quiet? We're trying to watch the show.
Anyway, this is the part where they duct tape her entire body from the neck down. Then they put her in the brown burlap sack. Oh, look, they're moving her to the coffin now. They seal the coffin. And put it in a glass box filled with water. This is the best part. They turn on the saw, and they're going to cut through the coffin. Oh, look, there's blood mixing with the water in the tank.
Got the show. Hurry, get that coffin out of there.
It's empty. Now the security guard takes off her uniform, and we find out it's really Alexandria Brandy standing there in her trademark Marlena Dietrich purple tuxedo. She gets a standing ovation every time.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed the show. Good night, and have a pleasant evening.
Good show tonight, Ms. Brandy. You really brought the house down.
Thank you, Bridget. More flowers?
These ones are really nice. Orchids. There's a card.
Let me see. It says, Ms. Brandy, we're needed.
What's it mean?
I haven't the slightest idea. Unless, no, it couldn't be. I haven't seen him in years. Would you mind getting that, Bridget? Philip Vizier, as I live and breathe.
Hello, Alexandria.
I'll leave you two alone.
Don't bother, Philip. We put me outside in that Lincoln Continental that's parked next to the stage door.
How do you know that?
Some things never change. I'll be 20 minutes. I'm sure you have some interesting surprise up your sleeve.
I'll be in the car.
How long has he been sitting in that Lincoln? 20 minutes, Jones? What's he waiting for? Smith, what does any stage door Johnny wait for? Oh, and there she is.
Good evening, Carl.
Everything all right, Miss Brandy?
Everything's fine, Carl. Why do you ask?
That Crown Victoria's been parked there all evening. It's a little suspicious.
Don't worry, Carl. They're just watching an old friend of mine. He's the one in the Lincoln.
Good night. Be safe.
I wish.
Take the shot. You take the shot. I'm the driver. That means you take the picture. Too late. She's already in the car. It was too dark anyway. Start the car. They're moving.
Well, Philip, this better be good.
It is. Great finale, by the way.
Thank you.
Especially as you never made it to the water.
I knew you would figure it out.
You used fake duct tape, a seam in the sack, trapdoors in the coffin in the stage. When you were below the stage, you made a quick change and took a brisk walk through the passageway to the back of the auditorium. Child's play for you.
And are you still with Homeland Security?
I'll keep your secrets if you keep mine.
Deal. So what's this really all about?
I was wondering if you're still president of the Washington Skeptics Society.
You know I am.
Do you still offer the $1 million award for anyone demonstrating genuine psychic ability?
No.
Why not?
No one has ever come close to claiming it.
What if I could show you different?
I might be interested, but I'm still not paying.
Fancy a trip to George Washington University?
It's a little late, isn't it?
I still have some connections.
Obviously.
Yes, Chauncey?
You have a driver named Chauncey?
It's the name my parents gave me.
Sorry.
You were saying, Chauncey?
It's just that we're being followed.
To be continued. Thank you for listening to Spy Wizards, The First Deception, Episode 1, Testing, Part 1. This audio drama podcast was written and performed by Paul Michael Mosier. For more information, check out the show notes at spywizards.blogspot.ca or spywizards.wordpress.com. Please visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/pages/spy-wizards or contact us on Twitter at twitter.com/spywizards1. You can also contact us through email at spywizards@gmail.com. All materials used to create this podcast, such as artwork and sound effect, were either used directly or adapted from sources in the public domain or under a Creative Commons license. The music used in this podcast was created by myself using LMMS and FL Studio. The sound effects are from freesound.org, freesfx.co.uk, sounddog.com, soundday.com, wavesource.com, and YouTube. Again, thank you for listening.